Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live Yahweh's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, O.C. Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, Part 112. So we're going to bring our elder in. He'll tell you all about this another fine, quite a lot of memos. One thing, like I said, Steve Ray, on the international side, we know it's 400,000 plus and kicking. The foxtail have been lit. The curtain have went up. So all we're going to do now is bring our elder in. He'll tell you about the broadcast. And we'll take it from there after the elder set the tone. So you, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh beat you there, Steve Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, see as well as see well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder, Mr. Tibbs. Well, all we do know on the international side is over 400,000 plus, and they all ears to hear what you got to say, and we'll take it from there. So you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel. And thank you for bringing me among tonight's broadcast, which I can say is truly a great pleasure. With all the hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. Before we start our program, I'd probably just like to say a few things which should make sense, hopefully. The sense being that you try to reach out and help those that need help, and that's truly our job as being who we are. We reach out and try to help those that need help and bring the word of Yahweh unto them. Well, that extends out also to the book of Ecclesiastes on who not to help in the regular Bible, chapter 12, looking at verses 6 and 7. Let's pay attention and see what that has to say. 6 says, For the Most High hated sinners, and will repay vengeance unto the ungodly, and keepeth them against the mighty day of their punishment. 7. Give unto the good, and help not the sinner. Well, that tells me one thing. And one thing that tells me is that when you reach your hand out to help someone that doesn't appreciate this word, it's not going to do you any good or them neither. And you have to recognize that according to the pages in the book. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching Christianity and loud bump the gums for righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. And that's what I'm doing. I'm passing out Yahweh's Word. Got a bunch of people together with Bible in their hand, making sure that it's the King James Version, the one and only. And we discussed connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because many people have not, and they came to seek the correct information. But those who listen to our program, you've now found it in the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter tribeyadda.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One, which is tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you possibly might see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. I actually seen this verse take place today among some other members. Psalms chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kings of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, and radio station, with land to grow the helpful as we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. Then it puts you right into a live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, which is also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also by calling the same number, you can order what we have known to our members as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly after ordering. Another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is generally pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, that's the cigar man, and answering many memos, as most of us have seen, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, when the temple members are doing group scripture texts, remember, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act. An answer is given with a verbal precept, as the seer says. Remember, we are the children of Yahuwah, as the Bible says. We are the blessed peacemakers, said in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9, if you'd like to read that. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, You can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yagua Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one exciting note we'd like to mention. During our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Paltalk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Gadah. You will find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education, and online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Sia Israel, Writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Blog Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, when given the scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that come to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. But don't try to win that bump the gums contest. And the reason I say that, you will miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember we rehearse the righteous act, not argue the biblical fact. Remember what it says in 1 John, in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can do these things as is said, and remember what Yahuwah's words has told us. Let's pass the program back to us here, Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, the elder, hallelujah on that. You're right again. One thing about it, a lot of information daily comes in, and we don't even know how to basically begin, but I know the basic way you begin with all this information is by, first of all, see who's going to all be on the stage for the nice episode, and then you put some Luke 12:12 in, and Yahuwah in that very same hour, will give you what to say. Like you said, how can you continue be on the airways six nights a week reading out of one book? And there's always something different, but it always pointed back to the same thing. But it's not a taping, it's just, what can I say? So what we're going to do, we're going to find, see we're going to be on the stage for a nice episode. But part number 112, and right now we see the young lions on him. And the elder is ready to go, so we'll take that and we'll get on down the road on that part. What's it all about, see, right here? Because one thing about it, so we never know how this thing will unfold. Let's see what Yahuwah got to give us after we signify the young lion, Brother Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. And he listened real good, and we see the advancement in him by having big ears and a little mouth. And that's the game changer right there. Because if you're going to learn, you got to first learn this information, but you got to have the right spirit. I don't know what they're going to bring on. Let's get the young lion on. Let's see what's going on. So when you meet the young lion out of Camp 1, Tribe Yagdar, Camp 1, Brother Micaiah Israel, Yahuwah Bishop Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, young lion. Well, we just going to get something going on. We don't know. We got a lot of memos on the table. And sometimes it can fluctuate you. But we know you got the ace in the hole called Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get out of that. Then we'll know what to go after we hear it the right way. You on the clock. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
You know, and I believe that, young lion. I believe that. But then we do know the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. And you have to recognize there's another spirit in this world that we got to recognize too. So, but the righteous spirit will point that out. Let's get a case in point. In the book of Acts chapter, let's run to the book of Acts for a minute. And let's find, let me show you something. So you have to be clear about spirits. Matter of fact, let me take a look at something in the book of Psalms first, because we have to be able to recognize spirits. And the book of Psalms, around about 78 there. You know, I'm always getting tangled up in some things. But we got to be clear that David made the final statement that it's another spirit out here too, a kind of vandal spirit. Let's see what he says. Let's open up and take number 112, unlocking the biblical mysteries, everything a mystery. But once the six anointed camps, the voices of the two Israelites lay it out in grand style, we'll be able to see some things unfold. Let's see what we can read in Psalm 78, verse 1 down to verse 3. No, 78, 1 down to verse 5. And then let's see what happened in verse 49. Let's open up in Psalm 78, 1 down to verse 5, and verse number 49 and 50. That's what I want. Psalm 78, 1 through 5. 49:50. That's my final verdict. Young Lion, you on the clock. Come up.
The book of Psalms, chapter 78, verses 1 through 5 and 49 through 50. Verse 1 reads, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the word of my mouth." Verse 2, "I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old." Verse 3, "Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us." Verse 4, "We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of Yahuwah, in his strength, in his wonderful works that he hath done." Verse 5, "For he established a covenant in Israel, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children." Verse 49, "He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them." Verse 50, "He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence."
Mm-hmm. So you see what he did? So he says, "By you not make known his words, and but you have made agreement with him in his words." And when you make a verbal commitment with Yahuwah, he'll hold you accountable for 100 trillion million a year. He said, now, you made agreement with his words, and you let your pride get in the way and not keeping it. So he sent evil angels among them and also pestilence. See? That's a great thing. Now, we got to find out what David's pulling this from. Find what David pulling all this stuff from there, young lion. Let's run to the 14 chapters of the book of Numbers. Let's see, why is he sending evil angels among them? And see, that word angel has a, he has 11 verse 6 of Job in it there that we can read. What it says in before you read that, let me see who else is coming on stage. And let's find who else is coming on stage for the night's episode. Let's run back to round back and see who on stage. And we see a lioness coming called Mother D.F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. So let's see, can we bring her on stage so she can be ready to get in where she fit in at. Can we bring Mother D.F. Israel in? So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah bid you see right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that Mother D.F. Israel. So now we find out that Yahuwah was sent, he gave a word to a people, and these peoples was given a word, and matter of fact, read me one verse there, Mother D.F. Israel. Then we're going to get back to the young lion. In the book of Acts chapter, chapter 10, 36, down to verse 38. Can you drop that word down and make sure he gave a word to a people? But we need to know who did he get his word to, what people. Because we got a lot of memos on the table. And he gave a word to a people. But what we have to do, especially at the Six Anointed Camps, you have to spirit-led paint the picture. What people did he gave this word to that we can read? Let's see if this is a name that we can read in the 10th chapter. And we're going to take it down to 10:36 down to verse 38. Let's get a name on the people that he gave a word to that we can read. Acts 10:36 down to verse 38. That's my final verdict, Mother D of Israel. You on the clock. Come out.
Acts chapter 10, verse 36 through 38. Verse 36. The word was Yahuwah sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yahuwah the Son. He is Yahuwah of all. 37. That the word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and beginning from Galilee after the baptism with John Priest. 38. Now Yahuwah anointed Yahuwah the Son of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for Yahuwah was with him.
That's right. So we find out that Yahuwah, he sent evil angels, that young lion, because they received a word, and see, we have to be able to recognize that spirit. So in 1 Samuel there, young lion, 1 Samuel, see, that's why we take our time, and if your spirit is right, and you come for the right reason, and you confuse, we will straighten you out. But you have to, come for the right reason. And then, and when you said, teach us, teach me, we will do so. Because we are ordained and commissioned to do these things to you and for you. So, let's see, can we find out that the ministry have to be able to recognize some things. And let's get a case in point in 1 Samuel chapter 16. And we'll look at verse 14 and 15. Let's get a case in point there, young lion. Let's see, just get a case in point that the ministry have to be able to Well, the ministry we're talking about is the Sixth Anointing Camp. You have to be able to recognize, that's why you got to make sure you're in the right ministry to recognize what we get ready to read in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14 and 15. What does it say that we can read? Come on.
For the 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14 reads, "But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him." Verse 15. "And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold now, an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled you."
You see, the servants recognize that. See, that's the part we're trying to tell you, Six Anointed Camps. You have to recognize spirit that's on. So that's why you have to communicate. You have to communicate with them. You will tell what kind of spirit on them, because that word will pull all the meanness out of you, or it would expose that meanness on you, and you therefore as a trap. See, if a person is among you that is a plant trap, the word of Yahweh will expose that individual. Huh? Keep that in your mind. But you got to know what buttons to punch through the word. Then you will know exactly what spirit is on the table. And once you got, once that art in you, then Yahweh is going to show the next move. But if he open the floodgates right now for the Six Anointed Camps, knowing that we don't know what to look for through the scripture, we'll fall in the same trend that everybody else have fell into, and we'll be just another song like all the rest of them. But Yahweh has blessed us to be able to come on these airways and the Sabbath classes to teach soundly on what to look for, and when you see it, you have no problem, Brother Micaiah. In the 14th chapter of 1 Kings, so this is the confidence you will have. In 1 Kings chapter 14, this is how you will respond once you clearly is part of this record-breaking audience, and you get in where you fit in at, then Yahweh will kick in for you. Let's see exactly how Yahweh will work with you if you do right. In 1 Kings 14, pick up at verse number 5. We're going to read down to 5 through 7. Let's see what it says in 1 Kings 14, 5 through 7, tape number 112, Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries. But in the same token, this ministry aimed for the Six Anointed Camps of Voices of a True Israelite, although we got 400,000 plus on the international side. But that don't concern us at all. We know that once we ready, Yahweh would give us the double with understanding, and then we'd be able to step forward. But we have to recognize when you have unwanted company around you that's willing to get in where they fit in at, but it's a trap. But you know what will reveal the trap? The word of Yahweh. If we pass them tools on you, it's to your advantage to listen and take heed what's written in this Bible. Let's see what we can read. And there was a conversation going on in the 14th chapter. Real good. There's a big conversation going on in the 14th chapter. But matter of fact, hold that point. Before we read that 5 through 7, Mother D.F. Israel, what was going on in that chapter of 1 Kings 5 through 7? This is what was going on that we can read in 2 Kings 6. Something going on in 2 Kings 6 that we need to read. See, it was a conversation going on. And see, what we don't know, that when you got a conversation going on, somebody always hear your conversation. In the 6th chapter, let's see what's going on that we need to know in verse 12 and verse number 13. What can we read in Mother D.F. Israel chapter 6, verse Second Kings 6, verse 12 and 13. What can we read? You on the clock, come on.
Second Kings chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Verse 12. And one of his servants said, Nay, my Yahweh, O king, but Elisha, the seer that is in Israel, tellest the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. Verse 13. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan.
Yes, good. So he was told, see, there's always somebody going to tell the matter, and that's a great thing. But now, you see, understand some six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. You are load on the known world. And the only thing going to stop you now is you don't understand exactly what you need to know according to the scriptures. How to know who among you, who labor among you. You got to know all these things from the pages of the book. Now, here goes a case of court. Now, it was a conversation going on in 1 Kings 14. We're not going to read the conversation, but we're going to read who heard the conversation, and he relayed that conversation to who? In 1 Kings 14, 5 down to verse 7. Let's read, young lion, you on the clock, come on.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 14, verse 5 through 7. Verse 5 reads, And Yahweh said unto Ahio, Behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of you for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shall you say unto her, For it shall be, when she cometh in, that she shall find herself to be another woman. Verse 6. And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she came in at the door, that he said, Come in, you wife of Jeroboam. You fended thyself to be another, for I am sent to you with heavy tidings. Verse 7. So said Jeroboam, thus says Yahweh of Israel, for as much as I exalted you from among the people and made you prince over my people Israel.
See, what happened, see, when a lot of people be revealed that they're not who they're supposed to be, they be members in the six anointed camps. Then after they learned a little something, then they know you hear them crank their voices up. Now you are a member in the six anointed camps, but then 2 weeks later we hear that you seers and you, let me see what else you call yourself, high priest and chief priest. Wait a minute. How did you get that far up and when you was in the six anointed camps, you was just a member. But now all of a sudden now, you're high priest, you seers, and that happened, you see? So there it is. The word of Yahweh will expose you. Either it's going to draw you, but I know one thing, it's going to expose you. So keep that in your mind. It's very important to understand you got to watch everybody from the pages of the book. Now, in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts there, young lion, and see, Yahweh got a time for everything, but we're going to show you that you have to be able to hear that conversation from the pages of the book. If a person communicates more with no book open, then you clear that if he don't graduate from this Bible, then you clear that he's not on the right page. Because you never can graduate from the Bible. But this is your, where you draw from. But you got them saying, now, I got so great now, I don't even need the Bible no more. I just can tell you what he's saying. See? But now we're going to the Acts chapter. We're going to Acts chapter 8 for a minute there, young lion. And we're going to pick up verse number 7. And we're going to read down to verse 24. Hopefully we can just be quiet and hear it read out. And just watch how things can happen. And you got to recognize the spirits that's among you. The angels that among you can be evil angels, or it can be good angels. But you got, and the angel is in, give me a verse again. Give me 6:11, because the Bible got to be clear about this Bible that you read. It's not just a novel. Give me a Issachar's boy, 6:11. Tell me something about this Bible you're getting ready to read. Give me a Job.
Yeah.
Let me see what I want. I want 11. Make it 11 verse 6. Make it. Let me see. I think I want 11 verse 6. I want 11 verse 6. I think that's what I want. In the book of Job, let me take a little peek there, Mother Day of Israel, because I want to make it 11 verse 6. That's my final verse. What do 11 verse 6 say?
Job chapter 11 verse 6. And that he could show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is known, therefore that Yahweh acts of thee less than thine sin.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good. All you want to know is that we read the Bible has a double meaning. Sometimes you read something one way, it might mean something totally different another way. But he'll give you that discernment to recognize in this case this might mean something else. But he'll give you this, and when somebody and a moderator is in there teaching on this, and you never explain that the Bible have a double meaning, then you know exactly what to look for. Now, we're going to the book of Acts, young lion. In the 8th chapter, pick around at verse 7. And we're going to read a little bit, and we're going to listen to the tone of this conversation. Let's see what we got. Pick up at verse 7. Let me show you how you got to be clear. Acts chapter 7, verse 8. My final verdict, come on.
Chapter 8, verse 7.
The book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, and there,
hold on,
great joy.
Hold on, young lion. Hold on there, young lion. Make it the 8th chapter. And pick up at verse 7. Acts chapter 8. And pick up at verse number 7. Try that first day for our young lion. Let's see if we get it from there. 8 verse 7 of the book of Acts.
Okay. The book of Acts. Chapter 8 verse 7. Verse 7 reads, for unclean spirits crying with loud voices came out of many. They were possessed with them, and many taken with.
Hold on a minute. I'm not hearing what I want to hear there, young lion. Let me get me a Bible and do a little peep in verse. Now, let me peep in this book. So right now I'm not hearing what I want to hear. And are you sure you in the 8th chapter of Acts, verse number 7?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Acts, chapter 8,
what,
verse 7.
I'll tell you what, then. Hold on. We'll go down a little further, then, because I want to get rid of your name. Pick up verse 9, then. Pick up verse 9. Hold that up, and we'll pick up at verse number 9. So you all good. In Acts, chapter 8, pick up verse 9. Start at verse 9. Come on.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, but there was a certain man called Simeon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Verse 10, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorcery. Verse 12. But when they believed Philip teaching the things concerning the kingdom of Yahuwah, in the name of Yahuwah the Son, they were baptized, both men and women. Verse 13. Then Simeon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Verse 14. Now when the apostles which were at Yada heard that Samaria had received the word of Yahuwah, they sent unto them Peter and John. Verse 15. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the righteous spirit. Verse 16. For as yet he fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Yahuwah the Son. Verse 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the righteous spirit. Verse 18. And when Simeon saw that through laying on the apostles' hands the righteous spirit was given, he offered them money. Verse 19, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the righteous spirit. Verse 20, but Peter said unto him, your money perish with you, because you have thought that the gift of Yahuwah be purchased with money. Verse 21, thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for your mind is not right in the sight of Yahuwah. Verse 22, repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray Yahuwah, if perhaps the thought of your mind may be forgiven you. Verse 23, for I perceive that you are in the guile of bitterness and in the bond of sin. Verse 24, then answered Simeon and said, pray you to Yahuwah for me, that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Days.
That's it. Hold up on. That's it. That's it. Come back and read verse 21 again, because see, one thing about it, like we keep saying, because you hear we bring up Luke 12:12, and Luke 12 in that very same hour, but it's a condition in using Luke 12:12. It come with a condition. That's the mm-hmm. point we're trying to make, see, right? Because you hear something said, Luke chapter 12:12, and you read it in that very same hour, the right spirit will teach you. But in the same token, look what verse 21 say.
The book of Acts chapter 8, verse 21 reads, you have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your mind is not right in the sight of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
See, if your mind ain't right, the righteous spirit gonna give you a wisdom solid there, young lion, chapter 1:1-5. See, if your mind is not right, because you hear the sixth anointed camp open up with Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and you think you just can say that yourself and be all right. No.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not right with Luke chapter 12, verse 12, another spirit can be getting ready to work you over, and we can spot it through what you bring to the table. Because the righteous spirit ain't going to tell you to cross the line. So now let's look at Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1:1 down to verse 5. And Mo D.F. Israel, I want to get a case in point, because it's a verse over here in Acts, around by chapter 19, that I want to take a little peep at after we hear Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1:1 down to verse 5. Listen good. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1:1 down to verse 5. Young lion, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 1, verses 1-5. Verse 1 reads, love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him. Verse 2, for he will be found of them that tempt him not, and shows himself unto such as do not trust him, distrust him. Verse 3, for forward thoughts separate from Yahweh, and his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise. Verse 4, for into a malicious person wisdom shall not enter, nor dwell in the body that is subject unto sin. Verse 5, for the righteous spirit of discipline will flee deceit and remove from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not obey when unrighteousness cometh in.
So you see what he's saying, the righteous spirit is going to, what they call the Holy Ghost. Clotus. The righteous spirit is going to flee deceit. Give me a Becca 1:13. So, young lion, give me Becca 1:13. So the righteous spirit is going to flee deceit. So because you hear Luke chapter 12, verse 12, but if you don't line up with according to his word, you're going to be all over the place, and we're going to know it as soon as you open the Bible up exactly that you is not present among the six anointed camps or on the network, that your spirit is not right. We'll be able to tell. And that's why we have basically broken down to, you know, a lot of a big dignitaries say, well, why don't you just read it just like it is, but it'll be hard for you to keep up anyway, but we're going to read it like it is, but we're not going to compromise the name of YHWH. But in the same token, the only way you want to understand this word that we bring to the table is some things written that you have to apply. And once you apply it, then you will see the difference, and then you'll recognize what spirit is on you once you apply it. Because the word of Yahweh is like a metal detector. You got any kind of metal in your pocket or something like that, that metal detector will find out. Mother Yahdah, I mean Mother D.F. Israel. Give me the book of Numbers for a minute. 32, 23. Is that what I want? Do I want Numbers 32, 23? I need a verse. And, because see, you know, the question, like the elders say a lot of times, how do you get so much out of one book? You're on the network 6 nights a week? Because this one book will reveal things that you have heard totally wrong, and it's just a component of information that we have to bring out of this one book that have been taught wrong. And we're going to show you how to straighten up your act and teach it. Because in Numbers 32, Mother J.F. Israel, what did it say we can read in verse 2 and 3?
Numbers 32:23 reads, but if you will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against Yahweh, and be sure your sins will find you out.
Your sins gonna find you out. See, we can, you know, the majority of the ones of the section on the camps, we'll find you out just by assuming you'll be your mouth. Majority. Not all. Okay, got a long way to go. A lot of information. Got to apply it. You got to burn the midnight oil. But your sin's going to find you out.
Mm-hmm.
See, your sin's going to find you out. Be for sure. Your sin is going to find you out in the definition of sin, the biblical definition of sin. Mother of Israel is 1 John chapter 3, 3, 4, 8, and 10. The biblical definition of sin now, that's going to find you out. It's in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, 4, and it would do 8, 9, and 10. Let's see what it says in 1 John chapter 3, 3 and 4, then skip down to 8, 9, and 10. Mother D of Israel, you're back on the clock. Come on.
1 John chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, 8 through 10. Verse 3. And every man that has this hope in him, purify himself, even as he is pure. Verse 4. Whosoever commits sin, transgress also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Verse 8. He that commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahuwah was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9. Whosoever is born of Yahuwah doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin, because he is born of Yahuwah. Verse 10. In this, the children of Yahuwah are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahuwah, neither he that loveth not his brother.
You see that? The Bible's talking again. It says you don't love your brother. That is one of our biggest problems. We don't love our brother because, first of all, we just read this book like a novel. So whatever you was holding there, young lion, we just going to hold it up for a minute and get a precept on loving your brother. Leviticus chapter 19. And we get a precept on loving your brother in 17 and 18. Let's get a precept on loving your brother. See, he said, if you don't love your brother, then you're sinning against him. Is that what he just said? So do you love your brother? But you got to identify who is your brother to love. We're going to the 19th chapter and pick it up verse 17 first, that young lion, and we see we find out who is our brother to be loved that we can read. See, you got to be able to read. You got to be able to paint the picture. See, you got to paint the picture now. And we're going to try to paint the picture. We got plenty of days for the next feast coming up. I don't know the exact date it is, but all the elders and the teachers, they are informed those fears when that time comes up for the next feast. So until that time comes, we're going to try to paint the picture, but you be aware of what's surrounding you. And when the right people's around you, you will know by their conversation through the scriptures. Because if that conversation is about the scripture, then you know one thing. If they got deceit in them, it will be exposed through the scripture. But if that conversation is not of the scripture, it's always about something worldly, then it'd be so easy to find out why you don't ever talk scripture with me. Then you clear, you got a double eye on them, see? So it's just so much good stuff that you can learn by being a follower of the six anointed camp of voices of the true Israelites. Because whatever in you, we're going to bring it out. So I open the Bible up. That's all we're going to do. We'll watch you from the pages of the book. What you reading there, young lion? You back on the clock. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17 reads, you shall not hate your brother in your mind. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Verse 18, you shall not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's find out who
you
That's good conversation going on, but who is you addressing this to? You do back up to 1 and 2 of the same 19 chapter and see who we're talking to. Who this message addressed to? Just back up to. Pick Pick up at verse 1 and 2. What can we read out of Leviticus 19, 1 and 2? Young lion, come up.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 1, verse 2. Verse 1 read, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be righteous, for I, Yahweh, your Yahweh, am righteous.
And go to the 20th chapter there, and give me, and verse 2, just give me half of it to the end of the name. Let's go to the 20th chapter, verse 1. And let's get a second witness and take it up to the name of these people he's talking about. And that's all we need. Let's see how you pull it off there, young lion. You're on the clock. Come on.
So Leviticus chapter 20, verse 1.
Yes.
Verse 1, read. And take it
down to the part that the old seer needs at the end of the name of these people. That's all we need. Let's see how you pull it off in front of this national audience. Come on.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 20, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel or of the stranger.
Right there. Whosoever he be of the children of Israel. So you see, the whosoever is of the children of Israel. See, that's one of the greatest mystery in teaching. He told Moses, let me tell you something, Moses, you get over there and you might come across a whole lot of them. But whosoever of the children of Israel, you hear his word. So did you catch that? National audience, whosoever of the children of Israel. See, when you read this Bible, understand one thing. It's not about a debate. This message is to Israel, for Israel, and it's about Israel. Who? The children of Israel. And once you're clear about that, you have a better perspective on yourself. Because whoever got this book in their hand, this book is to Israel, for Israel. About Israel. What Israel? Back up Moses of Israel and 2, verse 24 and 25 of Exodus. What Israel? Let's find out what Israel we can read talking about. See, what the Sixth Anointed Council can fluently teach and paint the picture. Yahweh said, see, right, you see him tell you something. Here, you see all that land before you, north, east, south, and west. He's a red now. If I just open up red now, who the one's going to step to the plate? What is it? He said, you got to first get their minds in order about understanding what the job in front of them in his word. Now, once they is clear, they can handle themselves. Then will open the floodgates up. But right now, if you open the floodgates up now, the majority of the six anointed camps are pulling out if they got any on their head and break out running. You know why? Because they're not prepared for what's in front that we will reveal in these lessons on the way you're supposed to carry yourself according to the dust of Yahweh. So a lot of things have to be revealed. That's why this series is unlocking the biblical mystery. And the biggest biblical mystery to unlock, this Bible is about the children of Israel, for the children of Israel, to the children of Israel. And that's the end of it. And that's why Yahweh said to Moses, whosoever be of the children of Israel. So you see what Yahweh told Moses? Whosoever be of the children of Israel. And then whosoever of the children of Israel hear his word, let me show you what Yahweh says in Exodus 2, 24 and 25. What do you say, Mother dear of Israel? Come on.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 24 and 25. Verse 24. And Yahweh heard their groaning, and Yahweh remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Israel. 25. And Yahweh looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahweh had respect unto them.
those who come in contact with you. Who are you? I bet you 99.9 would say, contrary to Exodus 2, 24 and 25, every time. Every time. But once you have shown them who they really are, then they better look at this Bible, and then you will be in line for a Moses of Israel 25:21. Then you'll be in line to hear this said for your resume when Yahweh starts shaking out. You know, Brother Mackay had me the regular book of Ecclesiastes, the regular book, chapter 9, 11 through 18. Listen what he says, Moses of Israel. Whatever verse we say it, we don't say this. Now we properly, you ready to read it. Come on.
I didn't hear the book. I heard chapter 25:21.
Matthews.
Okay. Matthews.
Matthew 25:21. What
did
it say there, Mother
D.
Israel?
Okay. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Okay. Let me see if I got it right. Yeah. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. His Yahweh said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou unto the joy of your Yahweh.
Mm. Now you see the man's name? He said, look here. He said, he's watching you, and he's letting you know, listen, if you got this, if you're doing your part in Yahweh, he's going to tell you one day, some good stuff. Now, I got to precept that mother to help Israel. In a book, an end time prophecy of Revelation, I need to precept that. He says, in Revelation chapter 2, there, Mother D up Israel, he makes some kind of statement behind that right there, that your position, that, you know, I'm struggling right there, but he tells you your position. He said, I'm going to have you ruler over many. And, you know, maybe I got me to put a little Bible with it, too, because in the book of Revelation there, Moses of Israel, he says, I'm going to make you, if you know what I want, then you might go and bring it out, because I'm looking for me a Bible. I ain't got a Bible. But now... he said, I'm going to make you something in Revelation chapter 2. Can you help me? Can you help those see out why stall and get me a book that got the book of Revelation in it? Young line is whatever I need, y'all drop it down drop it down. Go ahead.
In Revelation chapter 2.
Right.
So at the end of it, drop it down what I need. So now let me peep in the book. Let me peep in the Bible what I need now. In Revelation, you know, I need a verse about. He said, now if you do what I tell you to do, if I do what I tell you to do, maybe old Elder got the verse what I'm looking for. Maybe
they'll
get
tips
from getting my birth
that I'm looking for. Well, you said I will make you ruler over a few things.
Well,
it's also said in Matthew 25. Right.
Now, we in Revelation, Elder. We in Revelation.
Okay,
I'm looking for a statement to let you know what you got coming if you are... If you do
Revelation 25, Revelation
chapter 2, verse 26. What?
To the end, to him will I give power over the nation.
Take that, you see that? But you got to keep the work. So when you're in these apologetic ministry, and they say you up on a grace, you ain't up on no more works. Because you do works, he's out of order. Now, here's end-time prophecy saying, if you keep the works to the end, then this is your position coming. So you got to keep the works to the end, see, right? See, don't let nobody put a 311 on you, my dear Israel. See, listen, the world can put a 311 on you. It's up to you to avoid receiving a Revelation 311. Don't let it happen to you. What is it saying, 311?
Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take your crown.
You see that? When you sit around ministry, and the ministry tell you you don't have to do no work, you just can be good, and good have a meaning to that too. And they tell you to be good or hey, how's it going? Well, I'm good. He said, wait a minute, how's you good? And Romans chapter 7, verse 12 gives you the definition even on that, Mother Day of Israel. See, everything you say out your mouth is the definition that's written in the Bible. Oh, how's it going? You want to do a little Bible? Oh, no, I'm good. You good. Do you know the definition according to the Bible by being good? It's written in Romans 7 verse 12, but he pulled that from somewhere else. But let's see what 7 verse 12 said, most dear Israel.
Romans chapter 7 verse 12 reads, wherefore the law is righteous and the commandments righteous and just and good.
So that was good. What's good is knowing the first five books, your foundation. So that's good. So how you good? You good, that means you know your first five books of the Bible. Because then in Matthew, and he pulled that from Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 17. What did he say, Mother dear of Israel? See, this is what he's saying. See, when you hear people say, well, I'm good. Oh, I'm good. Well, you good. That means you are Torah keeping. First five books. See? That will make you good. What's your Bible? Oh, well, I'm good. Well, how you good? Look what the young man, look, Yahweh, son of Eyeball, said about the same word called I'm good. 19, 16, and 17.
Okay. Matthew chapter 19. Verse 16 and 17. Verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good things shall I do that I may have eternal life? Verse 17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yahuwah the Father. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the Torah instruction, commandments.
Keep the law of the Torah instruction. Keep what's written in the first five books. Now what he's saying.
Yeah.
So when they say you're good, that means you are past yourself to Yahuwah the Father. Because he told a young man, I don't want good of Yahuwah the Father. He disconnected himself from that title. I'm good. You good.
Mm.
Father ain't got no equal with him. He got a son that's doing his will, but the son, he'll tell you plainly about himself. He said, look at what he said, for y'all, run your mouth too fast about me. I told you plainly about me, mother of Israel. He said, no. That's bad teaching y'all doing about me. He said, I'm going to tell you about me so you can be clear about me and for y'all. Won't make that mistake now, dude. He says in the 14th chapter, St. John, mother of Israel, about him and the Father, he make it real plain in verse 28. He talks about some things. So, you know, he said, listen, that's bad teaching when people even say, well, he's the one in the first, he's the Father, he's the, and everything. You're out of order everywhere. Look what he said in his own mouth in 14:28 of St. John, mother of Israel. What
do you
say?
St. John chapter 14, verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I.
Now, how do they say that he's a Trinity man? Do you believe anything the man said? He just told you exactly. And you know he pulled that because he wants his reward, Brother Micaiah. So he wants his reward. And Isaiah 53, he expected something if he fulfilled what was told for him to do. So he is expecting something. Let's see what he's expecting that we can read that what happened to him, he was told what's going to happen to him. And so he understood this thing. So in Isaiah 53, young lion, let's talk about the plan that was in heaven told by the seer Isaiah, exactly what's going to happen from 53:10 down to verse 12. Then let's see what's going on. You on the clock. Young lion. Isaiah 53, 10 down to verse 12.
Bring it. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 10 down to 12. Verse 10 reads, yet it pleased Yahuwah to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his feast. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahuwah shall prosper in his hand. Verse 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their sin. Verse 12. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of men.
So you know who did that? That's the coming of Yahuwah the Son right there. But the Father made it plainly that you tell that old seer Isaiah that when they up the road about 700 years, they're going to be talking about the son is Joseph's seed. And he said, look here, you put it right in my book to let them know this young man I'm going to send that's on my right hand, he's my seed. See, you make it plain thing Isaiah put it in writing, because when they come up with all these old stories about this is Joseph's seed, and he came like everybody else, he said, you make sure you be heads up in verse 10 exactly who sees this young man that can bear the sin for many that keep the Torah instruction. Who seed is he? And verse 10, one more time. Let's be clear about who seed he is. Isaiah, you put it in writing. You know, one going to pick it up in the sixth anointed camp. Our boss is number two is right. They're going to pull it out, who seed he is. Because we're going to read verse 10. 53, verse 10, what does it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When you shall make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hand.
Mm-hmm. So we can go and read all about out of Mappa. David talks about the same thing. You ain't not gonna leave my soul in the grave, and all. We can go on, but we ain't gonna do that. So it's clear that Isaiah wrote that this young man that can fulfill this, that be a sin for many, is Yahweh the Son, but he is the Father's seed. The Father said, I'm going to see my seed, because I'm going to raise this young man back up and sit him on the right hand of my brother. And then, you know, if you go to 17th chapter of St. John, he told the Father, I'm finished what you gave me to do. So give me back what I had with you for the world of. So he was around before he was a Joseph and a Mary. But that's another lesson. We ain't getting off in that. We want to get back on what we own. So one thing about it, six anointed camp, the whole Bible is a mystery. But you got to add your tools and time now to show yourself in the word of Yahweh. The time is now. Now in the regular book of Ecclesiastes, there, young lion, unless you're holding something, we're going to take a look at a statement in the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11 down to verse 18. I'm going to be looking at something. He's going to tell you something real plainly in verse 12. And Mother D.F. Israel had me, St. John 7, verse 6, just had that, just be patting that and had that waiting on me. What can we read out of the regular book of Ecclesiastes, that young lion, chapter 9, 11 down to verse 18?
Okay, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11 down to 18. Verse 11 reads, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But time and chance happens to them all. Verse 12, for man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are
caught. Hold that point. Read that verse again. What did he say again? And that verse was just making plain now, young lion. What did he say? Wait, let the old seer get his statement. Now, hold on. Don't crank up. Exhale, breathe a little bit, and hold on to Osea, get his saying out. Now, you hear what was said here, that in verse 12 it says, for man also know not his time. That's a big statement. Now, Mother D of Israel, what it says in 7 verse 6? Of St. John, behind that statement right there, what do St. John 7, verse 6 say? Mother D.F. Israel. Mother D.F., I know you're patting that verse real carefully. Hold on. Yeah, I know everybody at the ready to go and ready to take off. Wait till Phil get his thoughts out. Then crank him up. And that's why the elders say, you know, he said, hold on for a minute. Wait till you see him get it out. then and take that breaker loose. Be listening real carefully, because you never know when I got to break in and say something. Now, we found out that the wise man in the world, Solomon, was right, that man don't know his time. That's what he said. Now, we're going to go to St. John 7, verse 6, and then, was this a contradiction or something? What did it say in 7, 6, Mother dear, if Israel, come out?
St. John chapter 7, verse 6. Then Yahuwah the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
You see it? So what is he saying? You know, ain't no man, Peter, in the 18th chapter of St. John, took his sword out and cut one of the servant's ear off. Yahuwah the Son reached down and picked up his ear and put it back on the head. Can't no man do that. Yahuwah in the third chapter of St. John turned water into wine. Can't no man do that. I don't care how much Holy Ghost he got in him. Can't no man do that. Huh? Because he made it plain, whether you know it or not, what he said, but you know, he started want to hook this guy with some Joseph and Mary, although he came through Mary. Can't no man do what he did? Huh? Tell me over here, Mother of Israel. He's speaking to, in the book of Numbers there, Mother of Israel, he's making a profound statement. You know, the question, how y'all get so much out of one book? You know why? Because Spirit of Yahweh will just show you what you want. We don't. I'll be writing down as fast as you be writing down. You know, because of it, I'll be amazing stuff that comes out of the 609 account. But he made a final statement that we need to read what he said. He said in the book of the 23rd chapter, verse 19, he made a statement right here. And this is Moses in the first five books is writing. Let's see what he says in 23, verse 19, that we can read. Mother D.F. Israel, what he said we can read.
Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19.
Yeah, verse 19. Yeah, what did verse 19 say that we can read?
Okay, Numbers 23, verse 19 read. Yahweh is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Mm-hmm. Verse 24.
Verse 24. Behold, the people shall raise up as a great lion and lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain.
So it prophesies you're gonna be some young lions on the scene in time to come. That's what he says. Some young lions gonna be on there. Some young lions. But see, they mess around and say they're gonna drink the blood and gonna drink the blood. And see, and if we don't preach up the Bible, we'll never know what he's talking about. So, Brother Micaiah, see, Brother Micaiah in the sixth chapter, you know, this is already was said. In verse number 653. Let's read a little bit, and let's see if they stay down to verse number 6. See, this is everything you read on the left side of the book, they got answers to it. And then when you hear the answer, what it's talking about, until you sit in the right ministry, you'll be all over the place, like these people's ears right here. But then he gonna clear it all up and verse number 68, Mother Jeb Israel. He'll clear it all up in 668 at after Bob Micaiah to take it down to chapter 53, down to verse number 60. Then he'll clear it all up in verse 68 by Mother Jeb Israel. Come on.
68.
On your line.
Of what book?
Yeah, after the young lion laid the foundation. Come on, young lion.
Which book are you going to St. John.
St. John. Yes, sir. Chapter 6, verse number 53. Take it down to verse 60. And Mother D up Israel, I mean 68, after he come up for that one, come on.
Okay. John, chapter 6, verse 53 down to 6. Verse 53 reads, then Yahuwah the Son said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Verse 54, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 55. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Verse 56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Verse 58. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Verse 59. These things said he in the temple, as he taught in Capernaum. Verse 60. Many, therefore, of his followers, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it?
Yeah. So you see, now men of his followers said, this is a hard saying. Who's going to hear this? Hold that part, Mother D.F. Israel. Before you read that, Mother D.F. Israel, just put your put a marker ready in there and come back to Jeremiah 15:16. Then come on back over there and clean it up and we get them down the road. So now, what he was saying, you know, drink my flesh and eat my blood and all that, drink my flesh or whatever he's saying, eat my flesh and drink my blood. He was, you know, he was telling you something, see, right? But remember one thing. Again, this Bible is about the children of Israel. It's for the children of Israel. And it's to the children of Israel. So the only one going to understand this Bible once you get connected to it is the children of Israel. Why? Because it was given to the children of Israel. What you mean, WCC? Well, WCC, 500 million members. Let me explain something to you. Hold that point just a minute. Let me take care of WCC for 1 minute. Brother McCoy, give me Amos 3, 1 and 2. Then precept that to the 49th chapter 19 and 20 of the book of Psalms. Let me go dust off the WCC because they got sent all over the network. What about everybody else? Well, let's see if we answer this in the name of 3, 1 and 2 and 147, 19 and 20. Back to back, young lion, bring it.
In the book of Amos, chapter 3. Verse 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins.
Mm-hmm. Psalm 147, 19 and 20.
of the Psalms, 147, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, He showed his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. Verse 20, He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his Torah instructions, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
He said, you better praise Yahuwah because he hasn't chosen nobody else. So on the right side of the book, when you read 10:36 again, of Acts 10:36, that should take care of WCC, the World Council of Churches, just kick him to the curb and keep it moving. Seer, we'll cut you off for that. Well, that's up to you. You cut me off, or young lion, take it from there. You cut me off. You want to ask the question. You know? 10:36 of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 36 reads, The word which Yahuwah sent unto the children of Israel, teaching peace by Yahuwah the Son, he is Yahuwah of all.
You see that? So the word was given to the children of Israel, for the children of Israel, by the children of Israel. That's it. That's just the way it is, see, right? So now look here. See, Roy's understanding it, and not a Latter-day Saint, and the WCC, World Council of Churches, and Big Timothy Dolan out of New York, the Catholic Church. The word was given to the children of Israel. And if they ever wake up and understand this word is about them, for them, to them, then you look out. We know it's your radio station, but then you look out. Now, Mother D up Israel, now back to Jeremiah, chapter 15, let's see what he wants you to eat that we can read. See how he just precept your Bible. What he wants you to eat. Jeremiah 15:16, bring it.
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy words were founded, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my mind. For I am called by your name, O Yahuwah, Yahuwah of hosts.
That's nice right there. That's real nice. So what he's telling you to do is eat some of these words. Every time I tell you, see, right? He was talking way back in number, the same thing. Eat, get a big belly full of these words. That's what he's telling you. So Yahuwah the Son looked at the teacher nation of Israel in the sixth chapter. He looked him eyeball to eyeball, and he said something to the 12. Matter of fact, pick it verse 6 and 7, Mount D of Israel. So now he had the whole 12. And they were looking at him, and he eyeballed them. Then he said something, and let's read this, some of this conversation. Let's paint the picture in 6, 67, and 68. What did he say there, Mother D of Israel? Come on.
In what book?
Back to St. John.
Oh. I thought it said something about Peter. St. John.
Yeah, back to St. John. Mm-hmm.
Chapter 6. Chapter 6,
yeah.
Verse
mm-hmm.
68.
But make it 6 or 7. Make it sound good. Don't make it sound good.
All right. St. John, chapter 6, verse 67. Then says Yahuwah the Son unto the 12, will you also go away? 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Yahuwah, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life.
Ain't that something? You got the words of eternal life. And guess what? The key word to eternal life is in 20:31 of St. John. Do you know what the key word is to eternal life? Sticks on the cap, know it. In St. John 20:31, there, Mother D of Israel, what is the key word to eternal life? The key word is what? 20:31, St. John, bring it.
St. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believing you might have life through his name.
You mean life in the name of the four letters? Yes, see, right? Listen to me. Life is in the name of the four letters. YHWH. You got to have the name to be on that roll for life. Even if he key you dead. You got to have the name. The name is the life for the children of Israel. Got it? All right, so we got that out the way. That's real nice. Now let's run and get our regular book when we was on. We was reading a little bit. So we found out now we read in the regular book of Ecclesiastes about a young lion. We read that in that verse 12, for man also know not his time. See, man don't know his time. That's why I say we know the floodgates going to bust every direction because man don't know his time, but Yahweh knows his time. But the wisest man in the world is laying a little groundwork down for a man to understand. You don't know your time, so you don't hasten this to take care of this man's business, and you don't hasten this to know he the one put you in power to be prepared, especially those fishing on account. So it's no excuse when we ask the question of you got what it takes to work with. People say, yeah, I've been at it. Well, waiting is another. You don't drag your feet on this, because this is your life. Remember that. Now, Brother Micaiah, young lion. Now, you read 12, and we took at 12. Let's go to 13. Let's go back to the regular book of Ecclesiastes 9:13. Get back on the clock. Come on.
Okay, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, this wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great unto me. Verse 14. There was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Verse 15. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he, by his wisdom, delivered the city. Yet no man remembered the same poor man. Verse 16. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Verse 17. The words of wise men are heard in quite more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Verse 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyed much good.
You can fit your nest egg up all you want, but he said you need to have the wisdom of the Almighty Yahweh. That's what he's saying. He said, have a dare is what you're going to need. You can save up all of what you try to save up and set to the side. But one thing about it, you better have the wisdom of Yahweh. You better know exactly what he's going to do with the wisdom that you need to have. So you better check and make sure you understand what Yahweh is saying. Because he made it plain, Brother Micaiah, he made it so plain that in the 13th chapter of the book of Isaiah, he made a profound statement on what he owned, 13 down to verse 15. No, matter of fact, verse 6 in, but hope it might shake you up a little bit. 13 verse 6, then 13 down to verse 15. Let me tell you something. If you don't have the wisdom of Yahweh, you're going to be always a schizophrenic, and you're always going to be watching that one-eyed Satan trying to figure out what that one-eyed Satan trying to tell you. And his Bible is telling you everything, and that's why we call on Airways Fumble, the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite, to show you exactly what you need to know for yourself to teach your loved ones and the ones you come in contact with, old children of Israel. Now look what he says to Isaiah in 700 B.C. in the book of Isaiah 13, verse 6, and 13 down to verse 15. What he said, young line, that we can read, come on.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 6, 13 down to 15. Verse 6 reads, "Hail you, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty." Verse 13, "Therefore I will shake the heaven, and the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of Yahweh's host, and in the day of his fierce anger." Verse 14, "And it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land." Verse 15, "Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you said, WCC? Look how quiet it is. Yeah, it's real quiet. You know why it's quiet? You know why it's quiet? Because they eat good. Yeah, it's quiet. I mean, it's quiet all over the known world. Over 400,000 plus. Yeah, well, we know you behind all of the majority. Hey, that's why he used the wicked too. Did you know that? Did you know he used the wicked too? Read that mother of Israel, 16th chapter, verse 3 and 4 of Proverbs. You know, he used the wicked. We clear that you and the Latter-day Saints got your hand in it. And we know over 40,000 plus is on the international side. We clear who hand is in it. But Yahweh used the wicked. Did you know that was written? In 16th chapter, verse 3 and 4. Read that, mother of Israel. Proverbs 16, 3 and 4. This for the Latter-day Saints and the WCC. Because they won't take credit for the over 400,000 that's on the international side. And ask me, how many you think is pro-voices of the true Israelite?
Mm-hmm.
But look what he got written in Proverbs 16, verse 3 and 4. What he got that we can read, mother of Israel?
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 and verse 4. Verse 3, "Commit thou work unto Yahweh, and thou thought shall be established." Verse 4, "Yahweh has made all things for himself, yet even the wicked for the day of evil."
You see this? He made the wicked for the day of evil. And precept of the 9:24 with Issachar boy, or Job, and Job tied it in on the wicked. See, Job tied it in, but you put the bang on the wicked. Huh? Mm-hmm. He tied it in 9:24. See, sometimes he'll have you 21:1-2. Proverbs, he'll have you to do something just for something to come out. What can we read in Proverbs 21:1-2 there, young lion? What can we read?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, "The king's mind is in the hand of Yahweh, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will." Verse 2, "Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh pondereth the mind."
You see that? See, Yahweh make you say things that you don't know what to say just to bring out a burst on you. That's why that's why you know when you know you're a spirit of Yahweh, when you throw something on the table, we know when you say something, there's a scripture Yahweh already got back behind the chair to hit the rest out the ear with. See, we're clear about that. That's why we know it's quiet, because they eating good. Now, what you reading, Mother D of Israel?
I'm reading Job chapter 9, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is given unto the hand of the wicked. He covers the face of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
The earth is given to the hand of the wicked.
Mm.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do we know who the wicked is? Well, the wicked is whoever when the mailman bring it to your mailbox bill. The wicked is Bill. That's who the wicked is. So whoever controls Bill is the wicked. In Malachi 1, verse 4, tell me out there, Mother Dear Israel. Let's put a name on the wicked.
Okay.
Just put a name on it. You're saying you don't know who the wicked is. Then maybe we put a name on the wicked right before your eyes in writing in Malachi 1 verse 4. Maybe the Bible tell you who the wicked is. 1 verse 4 of Malachi, bring it.
Malachi chapter 1 verse 4. Whereas Edom said, we are impoverishable, but we will return and build the desolate place. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever.
Wow. You mean the Bible said that? Yeah, see, right? And one thing about Mother Dear of Israel, if she get up, she's dropping on you now. That's one thing about old Mother Dear of Israel. If she get up, she's dropping on you. And that's what I like. Dropping on me. Back up. Let's see where that's coming from, Mother Dear of Israel, and the book called Genesis 27. See, you open the door for these things, and in verse 37 down to verse 40, it tells us exactly the foundation of everything that was said about this wicked and who covered the face of the earth. You just found name in Malachi, but Malachi pulled it from 27th chapter, verse 37, down to verse 40 of Genesis. He pulled. He pulled it right here. You think he just said that? He's saying something? No, he pulled. He pulled it from Genesis 27, 37 down to verse 40. What did he say?
Genesis chapter 27, verse 37 to 40. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him your Yahweh, and all his brothers have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. 39. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. Verse 40. And by thy sword shall thou live and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke. from off his, off your neck, off thy neck.
So wait a minute, my dear Israel. What did he say in 40 verse, two lines in 40? What did he say in verse 40, two lines? Look what he said here.
Right. So at the top.
Yeah, 40, two lines. Verse 40, give me two lines. He just said something here.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 40 and two lines. He made a profound statement here. Maybe to hear it again. What did he say?
Genesis chapter 27, verse 40. And by thou sword shall thou live and shall serve your brother. And it shall come.
Hold that point. And thou shalt serve thy brother.
Mm-hmm.
What position your brother have? What position your brother have that one day Esau gonna serve thy brother? What is position that we can read out of the mouth of Isaiah? What is this brother you gonna serve in 37? What do we say in 37? What does his father say to him that this is gonna happen in 37? Who is this brother of Esau? Who is he? According to verse 37.
Isaiah 37?
Yes, no, same book. 27, 37. Who is this? Hold on, let the old seer get his thoughts out on this. Now, I'm trying to paint a picture here. In the 27th chapter, verse 37, we read verse 40, you're going to serve thy brother. I want to know who is this brother you're going to serve according to the father prophesying about this brother in verse 37. Who is Esau's brother according to the father of both of the boys? Who is this brother in 37? Read it.
Genesis 27:37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him your Yahweh and all.
Wait a minute, mother of Israel. You mean that Esau noticed already that his brother, that was prophesied by the father, is who to Esau? Is who?
Is Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You mean this Bible is already the prophecy of the Bible? Now you see why they try to hide so much from you, see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Esau knows that you are Yahweh over him? And that's why billions of dollars is pulled in the system to keep you as what you are now. African American, Negro, and color, and super color. Because he knows that their father said, you are Yahweh and your son. And it's right here. So why they never told you this? You know why? If they tell you this, then a new day starts. Right here, the prophecy of it by the father of both sons, Esau and Jacob. The father said, Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, look, I have made him, Jacob, thy Yahweh, and furthermore, and all of his brothers. And all of the brothers. Do you know when Yahweh says to David, young lion, in 82 verse 6, he pulled that verse. In Psalms 82 verse 6, he pulled that verse from here. It was a reminder to tell the children of Israel their position. Why you don't know this? Why you don't know that this was pulled from 27:37 concerning you and David, 1,000 years later or more, by the messenger spirit, looked David eyeball to eyeball and said this to David concerning the children of Israel. 82 verse 6 says what?
The book of Psalms, chapter 82, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, I said, you are Yahweh, and all of you are children of the Most High Yahweh.
You thought that was new told to David? No, that was pulled way back here. That was nothing new told to David. I mean, it was new told to David, but it was not new for David. It was pulled from 27:37. Showing you that you are Yahweh and you are the children of the Most High. Now look at you, right? Now suppose you told your baby that before they get to the public school system and they won't be pointing at the other people, or they'll all be putting blonde in their head once they understand the truth. So you see how much job we gotta do. Ain't nothing one said that wasn't pulled. Every conversation is full, see, right? So when Yahweh came in the flesh 1,000 years after he told David this, then he reminded them again in 10:34 and 35, young lion. Then he reminded them again of their position, pointing all the way back to Genesis, Exodus 2, 24 and 25. Then he reminded them again. What he say that we can read in St. John, chapter 10, 34, 35, young lion Micaiah, what he say?
The book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. Verse 34 reads, Yahweh the Son answered them, it is not written. Is it not written in your law? I said, you are Yahweh. Verse 35. If he called them Yahweh, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, in the scriptures cannot be broken.
So, Brother Micaiah, where in the scripture was it was told to the children of Israel that you are Yahweh and your brothers? What is that to paint the picture? Just so we can be clear that we can deliver the knockout blow on any point. What is it written in scripture that was told by the father of Esau and Jacob exactly what the positions is? What can we read that in, Brother Micaiah?
In the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 37.
Excellent. Excellent. And that's exactly where you read it at. 27, 37. That's the prophecy of the father telling both sons their position. See, they know this. And that's why you got Psalms 83. Come on, let's cut them off from being a nation. That their name of Israel would be no more in your head. And look at it. You so proud to be called by your slave master's name, and you shone by calling yourself by the name of Israel. You see? And you shone away from the power for Yahweh to intervene, and you refuse to use the name that the Bible gives you, your biblical name, Israel. Like the super told me in class, he said, hey, Sierra, I said, what? What's on your mind, Sister J. Israel? She said, I found out my biblical name. I said, oh, yeah? What's your biblical name here, Sister J? She called, I'm Judas Israel. I said, oh, yeah? All right. Judas Israel. We'll take it from there. See, we already know this spirit is going to happen. And she looked O.C. eyeball to eyeball, said, call me from now on Judas Israel. I said, hallelujah, we're on that. See, that's the spirit we're talking about. And we know it's going to happen. See, once you understand your biblical name, you must place Israel at the end of your name. You don't have to get permission from Esau and his five sons. You can keep that old pagan name to cash your check. Don't worry about that. Because Yahweh ain't going to honor nothing. He got it right anyway. I told you that in the 50th chapter of Psalm. So ain't nothing he got in writing that Yahweh on anyway. So you just follow what he tell you to put the name of Israel at the end of your name. And then you be upon the blessing. Then when you call upon him, he'll recognize you. That's my son. That's my daughter. Call him on me. It's up to you. But then it's up there. That's where it's written at. I told you you was Yahweh, and you was children of the Most High, and there was, and then it's up there written in 27 verse 37. By the Father of both of the Son. So when we read this over here, Mother Dear of Israel, now when we read this, let me show you something. Why should they tell you this is in your book? Why? Why should they tell you this? But don't you know that they know this? Okay, we're going to show you that. We're going to get a statement out of the book of Genesis to show you that it is known. Let's go to the 28th chapter of Genesis there, Mother D.F. Israel. Let me show you that we don't know why this is not taught to you, but it's written over in the 28th chapter, verse number 6. Now listen to what says that we can read in the book of Genesis 28, verse 6 of the book. Matter of fact, bring his name in, bring the father's name in verse 1. Bring 1 and 6. 28, 1 and 6. And listen, if anybody knows you, it's your father. Mm-hmm. Yes, if anybody knows you, it's your father. He know about his boys he had, Esau and Jacob. Let's see what we have not been taught in the 28th chapter, verse 1 and 6 of Genesis. What does it say, my dear of Israel?
Genesis chapter 28, verses 1 and verse 6. Verse 1, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Verse 6. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padamaram to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan.
You mean Esau was present? He done what in verse 6? What did Esau did in verse 6 that we can read?
Genesis 28, verse 6. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away.
Right there. You mean Esau saw and know that the blessing is to Jacob, who named a change of Israel later on. You mean he knows? Why he have never told you that? Why he have never told you that? And that cut all the confusion out about everything. See that? Esau was right there when his father blessed Jacob. He saw the blessing. And he never told you that to do. But the boy is over to his right there yet. See, we know what's going on. See, WCC and the Latter-day Saints and Big Timmy Dolan out of New York Catholic Church, see, we know what's going on. See, the boy is over to his right. We know what we saying. And we know everybody's going to break a loose sooner or later and come looking for the sixth anointed cap. We clear. Because we read it. There he is right there. How you going to get around that? So what we debating about anything, and you, your descendants see the blessing was given to us. You saw it, that the father of Esau and Jacob blessed Jacob and his descendants of Jacob. And see, y'all are Yahweh's over you, WCC, Latter-day Saints, and the Catholic Church. Big Dolan out of New York. You see that? You see we know this? See, we know this already. So what can you tell us that we can read the Bible? Once we organize, it's over. And that's why we got to tell you, Steve, right here, you got to organize according to the scripture. And Yahweh will show his hand. But he ain't going to show nothing until you organize. Although he done already the Jeremiah 40 verse 4, Brother Micaiah, and we're going to pause and bring our elder in and get his closing remarks on take number 112, and then we'll come on back in. Well, what have he did that we can read? Read
for
your eyes in Jeremiah 40, verse 4.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 40, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and now, behold, I loose you this day from the chains which were upon your hand. If it seem good unto you to come with me into Babylon, come. And I will look well unto you. But if it seem ill unto you to come with me into Babylon, forbear. Behold, all the land is before you. Whether it seemeth good and convenient for you to go, there go.
Yeah. All the land before you. See, right here. All the land before you. We got land on the southeast, south, north. But all you got to do now is get in where you fit in at, see, right?
Mm-hmm.
The young lions is out there turning the soils over, moving the rocks out the way. But the harvest is plenty, but the labels is real. Sooner or later, you're going to get the call. And you're going to say, I better go stop dragging my feet and do what I'm assigned to do. No, it ain't going to hit you. It's time to step up, Steve Roy. We bring you the information around this book. The land's before you. The harvest is plenty, but the labels are few. Got a lot of mouth going, but you got to dig in. You got to get that spin on you and dig in. Get the job done. Or you can get you a Matthew 25:21. Well done, my good and faithful servant. The land's before you. Step up to the plate. We're going to bring our elder in and get his closing statement on take number 112. Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock. It's all yours. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And as I've said many times before, I was just sitting back listening how things was going. And I have to say that most of the verses that you put out there and the explanation behind it, I hope everyone got as much out of it as I did. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. They know they can find that in the book of Matthew's chapter 9, I hope. And I even give them the verse 37 so they can go from there. Because these things that are talked about on this program should be cherished very much, because nobody that I know will break the Bible down the way the voices of the true Israelites bring this word unto you as it is given. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's Ministry. And we come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And if you notice, first and foremost, about Yahweh's Word and learning how to connect the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And all this comes from this one book and much more. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, And now you have to look no further. You found it in the voice of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to get there in the tribeyada.com on any search line. After click enter, look for the big lion. And under that line, you'll see choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On some units, you might see menu, but after clicking this, you're given some choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your tenants of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. You find this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Dusha's Yahuwah live, and also for building the school, our banquet hall, a radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also out there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeal@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is a live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you can imagine, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and announcing many memos, even mentioning that he may have a memo show one day. Even in addition to that now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, when the temple members are doing scripture texts, it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act, as said before, and the answer giving with a verbal precept. As the seer says, remember, we are children of Yahuwah. We are called the blessed peacemakers, as said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. If you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just use the three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. Tap your clicker, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, so we can get back to listening to our program and learning more about Yahuwah's word, I'll pass the program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Royal. That was excellent, 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 Royal. That was excellent. And one thing about it, we come to minister to you. You know, we don't come on these broadcasts to learn anything. We come to help you understand what you need to know. So we clear about our position. So, Mother Day of Israel, we clear that you cannot teach us nothing, WCC. You cannot teach us nothing, Latter-day Saints. Big Timothy Dolan out of New York, Big Cardinals, you cannot teach us nothing. We is the teacher. That's why you own Adelbrock. Listen and take it. Now, Mother Dear of Israel, we're going to look at a verse, and we're going to see where it's pulled from. Let's go to the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, 1 through 8, 11 and 17. And Brother Mackay had me 2nd Ezra, chapter 5, 38 through 48, waiting on me. Ecclesiastes out of regular book, Mother Dear of Israel, chapter 3, 1 through 8, 11 and 17. And the young lion had me 2nd Ezra, 5, 38 through 48, waiting on me. Come on.
Ecclesiastes. Chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, 11, and verse 17.
Excellent. Come on.
Okay. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 3, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Verse 4, a time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Verse 5. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Verse 6. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away. Verse 7. A time to rent and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. Verse 8. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their mind so that no man can find out the work that Yahuwah made from the beginning to the end. Verse 17. I said in my mind, Yahuwah shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work.
Ain't that something? You hear that man saying? So listen, wake up. This is the time. Because Yahuwah will make his move through this ministry. So wake up, six anointed camps. now is the time. So Ezra pulled that. See, Ezra heard what was said here, and Ezra going to throw this right back. See, remember, they don't, you know, ain't nobody pulling, like they say, you know, seals that pulling a rabbit out of that. You know, he used that for dramatics. But they be knowing what they be saying. They just want to hear the answer repeated to them, verbally repeated to them. And that's why we tell the 690 camp, dial one of your brother's sister's telephone number and verbally communicate with them. Text nothing, but give me a call back. Because we got to know where you stand. And I want to hear the report. How they stand. Although we already know. Just like he told, he said, who's the spy? He said, no, he already know what you're doing, even in your bed chamber. See, Ray, understand that. You're gonna learn more about that statement in time. Second Ezra, chapter 5, 38 to 48. Young lion, you're on the clock. Bring it.
The book of Second Ezra, chapter 5, verse 38 to 48. Verse 38 reads, and I said, O Yahuwah, that beareth rule, who may know these things, but he that have not his dwelling with man. Verse 39, as for me, I am unwise. How may I then speak of these things thereof you ask me? Verse 4, then said he unto me, like as you canest do none of these things that I have spoken of, even so can you not find out my judgment, or in the end of the love that I have promised unto my people. Verse 41. And I said, behold, O Yahuwah, yet are you now unto them that be reserved till the end. And what shall they do that have been before me, or we that be now, or they that shall come after us? Verse 42. And he said unto me, I will liken my judgment unto a ring, like as there is no slackness of the last, even so there is no swiftness of the first. Verse 43. So I answered and said, could you not make those that have been made and be now and that are for to come at once, that you might show your judgment the sooner? Verse 44. Then answered he me and said, the creature made not has above the maker, neither may the world hold them at once that shall be created therein. Verse 45. And I said, as you have said unto your servant, that you which give life to all, has given life at once to the creature that has created, and the creature bear it, even so it might now also bear them that now be present at once. Verse 46. And he said unto me, ask the womb of a woman, and say unto her, if you bringest forth children, why do you it not together, but one after another? Pray her, therefore, to bring forth 10 children at once. Verse 47. And I said, she cannot, but must do it by distance of time. Verse 48. Then said he unto me, even so have I given the womb of the earth to those that be sowing in it in their time.
So he say he got a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So Yahweh is letting you know, you ain't got to watch that one I'm saying. He got a time for everything. And he came in a flux and put it in Matthew 24:12-14, young lion. See, listen, he got a time for something. So the time that something got to be said by a specific group of people, then he making it plain to you, if you got an ear to hear, in the 24th chapter, 12 through 14 of Matthew. What did he say that we can read?
Okay, the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 12 through 14.
Yes.
Verse 12 reads, "And because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Verse 13. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 14. "And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
You see that? So Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and all type of wickedness have been already dealt with. The only thing left to come behind it is the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite. So the teaching you here now must be exhibited throughout the whole world. That's why it's no accident the WCC and the Latter-day Saints have produced this ministry to over 400,000 plus. Because this message has got to be heard. And then that's the sign of the end, once all the nations understand who to see and who not to see. And that's why we come out humble to show you what he's saying. So now, in the regular book of Ecclesiastes there, young lion, what it says we can read in the ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10 and verse 11. And Mother D.F. Israel had me 33. Of Sirach, verse 27, and we'll take off the mail. Ecclesiastes out of the regular book, chapter 9, 10, 11. Young line, you're back on the clock. Come on.
Book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verses 10 and verse 11. Verse 10 reads, Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether you go. Verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the young, to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to man of skill, but time and chance happens to them all.
You see? Time and chance happen to this to all. So it's no accident. You got the time and chance of the six anointed counselors coming to you. If you're going to hear this, and if you hear this, Sirach 33, 27, let's read a little bit, Mother dear of Israel. Let's read a little bit. What is Sirach 33? Yeah, pick up verse 27 and take off a little bit. We'll pull it out when we heard enough. Come on.
Sirach chapter 33, verse 27. Send him to labor that he be not idle, for idleness teaches much evil. Verse 28. Set him to work as is fit for him. If he be not obedient, put no more heavy platter. 29. But be not excessive towards any, and without this description, do nothing. 30. If thou hast a servant, let him be unto thee as thyself, because thou hast
good.
Right brought
there. Hold
him.
Hold that point. See, the harvest is plenty and the labels is fruit. Send you the labor. It's time for you to hear the message and get in them gardens and let's get busy and let's do some labor. See, the time that you doing all that idling and hiding behind the curtain, go to Sirach 38:24. Give me some old Mother D.F. Israel, Sarah 38:24. Let's read a little bit. See, listen, it's time now. And you got the young lions already ready to show you what you need to do in the garden. They already ready to roar and tell you. But the idle time got you where your mind now is going wicked because you got all this idle time on your hands because you won't get in where you've been in it. The land's before you. It's time to get on. It's time to get busy, C-Ray. Do you know what Bill Gates and the whole lot of them doing? We got plenty of memo. We just can't do it all in one lesson. A wise seer will instruct his people to get the land prepared for what's to come. We're telling you, but you sit around idle in your time, and that might remind me of what the sister Judith Israel said. She said, you know, Steve, now, you know, next time you get out in that garden, I want to get in there too. I didn't put that spirit on. Yeah, why put that spirit on? And that spirit we're talking about. People, we know they're going to come. We just got to put the message out and sit back and watch, see what you're going to do. Or you going to stay behind the curtain, keep on being a backbiter, murmuring and a complainer. Look what it says in 24. Let's read a little bit.
So right. Chapter 38, verse 24. The wisdom of a learned man cometh by opportunity of leisure. And he that...
Hold that point. What's mean by opportunity and leisure? Opportunity to get in the leisure time you have, get into God. The leisure time that you have is to sit on the couch, peek behind the curtain, 12 verse 3 of Ecclesiastes. Get in the garden and start kicking up rocks or something. At least the time you have. If you're about Yahuwah's business, the opportunity you have on your leisure time until you sit back by murmuring, complaining, and waiting on some kind of catastrophe to happen to say, oh, wow. No. Roll your sleeves up and let's get busy. But Yahuwah put the blessing on you. On your leisure time. Don't just sit back on the couch and be a backbiter, murmuring and complaining, and do 12:3 and look out the window. The harvest is plenty, but the labor is through. It's time to get busy. Read a little bit more.
And he that has little business shall become wise. Verse 25. How can he get wisdom that holdeth the plow and that glorious and the gall that driveth ox and is occupied in their labor and whose talk is a bullock? Verse 26.
Good. Hold that part. Otherwise, got a big fat mouth and won't get in where you fit in at. The leisure time, the opportunity is now to hear the message and let's get busy. And so, what can you do? Okay, well, let's see what you can do. Brother Micaiah, let's find what can you do. Let's go to Luke chapter 18, verse 12. Let me show you what you can do with your leisure time. You know? With your alligator arms. Let's see what's written in Luke 18, verse 12.
Book of Luke. Chapter 18, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess.
He said, why don't you try that? Why don't you try back with a couple of the meals every now and then? And stop spreading over like a Green Bay tree, bag him a couple of meals and do some of this right here. And he pulled that from Genesis chapter 28, verse 16, 22. He pulled that verse. You think he just said that to be saying something? That verse was pulled. See, remember, everybody's pulling verses. Genesis 28, verse 16, 22. Mother D up Israel, help me, Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 4. Waiting on it.
The book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 16, 20, and 22. Verse 16, read.
Genesis 28, verse 16. Get down to verse 20, down to verse 22. Genesis 28, verse 16, 20 down to verse 22. You're on the clock, you're on the line, bring it.
The book of Genesis, chapter 28, verse 16, 20, and 22. Verse 16, read. And Jacob awake out of his sleep, and he said, surely Yahweh is in this place, and I knew it not. Verse 20. And Jacob bowed a vow, saying, if Yahweh will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. Verse 22. And this 21. Stone.
21.
21.
21 and 22.
So that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall Yahweh be my Yahweh. Verse 22. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be Yahweh's house. And of all that you shall give me, I will surely give the tenth unto you.
You hear these things? So you pull that word, and all the word he didn't put in Luke chapter 18, verse 12, he put the tenth in there, come out of Genesis, he put the word called tithe. Or if you want, you know the word called alms. Whatever you want to use, whatever sounds good to you, that's all that we're talking about. So when Moses got wind of this in the 8th chapter of Micaiah, he got wind of it in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17 through 19. He got wind of this conversation that was going on in Genesis. So when the minister understood that in Luke 18, 12, then he can pull it from Moses, or he can pull it from Moses' grandfather. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, 17 through 19, bring it.
The book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, and verse 17 through 19. Verse 11 reads, beware that you forget not Yahweh, your Yahweh, and not keeping his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions, and his statutes which I command you this day. Verse 17. And you say in your mind, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Verse 18. But you shall remember Yahweh, your Yahweh, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swear unto your father as it is this day. Verse 19. And it shall be, if you do as all forget Yahweh, your Yahweh, and walk after other false Yahweh, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish.
So you see what he's saying, you see, right? So you forget Yahweh, you think that because you got the skills, you got the ability to do all you do it. Do you know Yahweh said, I'm the one gave you that ability to do what you do, but to establish his covenant. That means temple business, see, right? That means get in where you fit in at and do what the Bible tell you to do. You know what this man's saying. You read what this man's saying. Look in the mirror and see you applying what this man's saying. Mother of Israel, Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 4, backed up with 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6 through 9, and verse 15. Back to back, Mother of Israel, Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 4, then swing down to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 6 through 9, and the world listening, come on.
Well, Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, and it reads, take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Verse 2. Therefore, when thou doest thine arms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrite do in the synagogue, the temple, and in the streets, that they may have honor of men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doest. Verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and your Father, which sees in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. And you said 2 Corinthians. You said 2 Corinthians?
Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Verse 7. Every man according as he purposed in his mind, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Yahweh loveth a cheerful giver. Verse 8. And Yahweh is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficient in all things, may abound to every good work. Verse 9. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remain forever. Verses 15. Thanks be unto Yahweh for his unspeakable gift.
Otherwise, another talk about take care of Yahweh's business, he's looking right at you. He'll put the spirit in you to make you move, and when you don't have spirit in you, that means Yahweh ain't dealing with you. That means you'll be a backbiter, murmur, and complainer. You got everything to say contrary to what you're going to be doing. That means the spirit of Yahweh is not working with you. Because when you're working with you, you get in where you fit in at, and you put some urgency to it. The harvest is plenty, but the labor is few. Mother of Israel, you stood up like a young lioness. Mother of Israel. What's your closing statement is, you're on the clock. I could get back on it again tomorrow at the same time. Come on.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 4 to 6. Verse 4, when thou vowest a vow unto Yahweh, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Verse 6, suffer not thy mouth to cause you to cause thou that man should find saying thou for thou my book is not, wait a minute cause thou flush to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at your voice and destroy the works of thine hand? Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
mother day of Israel. If she gets up there, she drop it on you. And that's what it's all about, see, right? And that's the hand we show. Young line, Bob Micaiah, Sirach 43, 28 to verse 30, and Sirach 35, 1 through 16, the closing statement. Let's see what you're working with, Dale. Young line, Sirach 43, 28 down to verse 30, then back of the 35, 1 through 16, the closing statement. The flow is yours, and you on the clock come up.
The book of Sirach, chapter 3, verse 28 down to 30. Verse 28 reads, how shall we be able to magnify him? For he is great above all work. Verse 29, Yahweh is terrible and very great and marvelous in his power. Verse 30, when you honor Yahweh, exalt him as much as you can, for even yet will he far exceed. And when you exalt him, put forth all your strength and be not weary, for you can never go far enough.
35:1-16, the book of Sirach, and the closing statement come out.
The book of Sirach, chapter 35, verse 1-16. Verse 1 reads, he that keepeth the law bringeth offerings enough. He that taketh heed to the Torah instruction offereth a peace offering. Verse 2, he that requires a good turn offereth fine flour, and he that giveth alms sacrifice praise. Verse 3, to depart from wickedness is a thing pleasing to Yahweh, and to forsake unrighteousness is a propitiation. Verse 4, you shall not appear empty before Yahweh. Verse 5, for all these things are to be done because of the Torah instructions. Verse 6, the offering of the righteous maketh the altar fat, and the sweet savor thereof is before the Most High, Yahweh. Verse 7, sacrifice of a just man is acceptable, and the memorial thereof shall never be forgotten. Verse 8, give Yahweh his honor with a good eye, and admonish and diminish not the first fruits of your hands. Verse 9, and all your gifts show a cheerful count and dedicate your tithes with gladness. Verse 10, give unto the Most High according as he has enriched you, and as you have got, give with a cheerful eye. Verse 11, for Yahweh recompenses and will give you seven times as much. Verse 12, do not think to corrupt with gifts, for such he will not receive. And trust not to unrighteous sacrifice, for Yahweh is judge, and with him is no respect of persons. Verse 13, he will not accept any person against a poor man, but will hear the prayer of the oppressed. Verse 14, he will not despise the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow, when she pours out her complaint. Verse 15, do not the tears run down the widow's cheek, and is not her cry against him that causes them to fall. Verse 16, he that serves Yahweh shall be accepted with favor, and his prayers shall reach into the cloud.
Right now, your prayers ain't getting past his ankle because you're not doing the dust as Yahweh as it is written. Closing statement, young lion, you was excellent on your part again. It's all yours. And we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time, 6 p.m. You on the clock when your clothes come out.
Thank you, Yahweh, for the blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, to be able to meet the seal and learn the word of Yahweh under the seal. Israel Steve Roy. Thank Yahuwah for my wife and children that have given me to teach his word. Thank Yahuwah for our elders, our mothers, our teachers, our brothers and sisters that are only six anointed camps at BOTTY. I want to read the book of the Rock, chapter 27, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, if you be among the indiscreet, observe the time, but be continually among men of understanding. Hallelujah, Hua. Hallelujah, Hua. Hallelujah, Hua.
That's the young lion, Mother D up Israel. We got plenty more mothers and teachers coming up. All attempts in order to do one thing. Serve you with the understanding to remove the chains off your brain now. But we got to take heed to the message. It's time to do exactly what the Bible says. Do what's required of you. Pay your tithes, offering. Get in where you fit in at. Get in that garden. You got young lions there waiting to get in there with you. Idle time destroys your mind. Leisure of opportunity is on the table now. You got leisure time, get in the garden. We'll tell you about Bill Gates one day this week, what the plans they got all ready for you. Keep watching that one eye Satan and don't do your part in Yahuwah. Remember, man do not know their time. Yahuwah the Son said he know his time. So if you don't get a blessing of Yahuwah, make sure you're doing. We'll take care of that in tomorrow night's lesson. So we're going to leave it like that for all the members of the Six Anointed Camp. Focus on doing one thing. Look in the mirror. Are you doing Yahuwah's business? That's where the blessing is at. It's doing Yahuwah's business. And the seer's job is to remind you what's written in this Bible. Everything is said going to come to pass. This the ministry going to break the back of a hypocrite. It's up to you to get in where you fit in at. Lead you of opportunity. And lead the time you have. Keep the Sabbath day. Keep them feast days. Wear them garments with them fringes on it. Be obedient to anointed leadership. That's all I can say. What you said, WCC? Here, you keep talking. We're going to catch you in something. I don't worry about that. You catching me in something. I'm through talking. I had nothing to say for tonight's lesson. I'll take number 112, and we'll get back on the radio.